Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm really happy to come back to the conference, even though I regret the fact that we cannot be in the room that is such great historical importance, not just for the murals of the Spanish painter Sert. I'd like to welcome our new colleagues from Australia, Tunisia, and we'll work together very hard. I'd like to first congratulate Australia, not just us for assuming the presidency in rather unusual circumstances, not to say unprecedented circumstances, but I'd like to congratulate Australia for its patience and decisiveness for not giving up. Australia carried out a very constructive presidency that was very useful, maintaining the process of consultations that was active and introduced the idea of working on the rules of procedure that are neutral from the gender point of view. I'd like to also congratulate Austria for starting our work with great enthusiasm that has shown great courage to bring us here to the room and work to ensure that this conference can demonstrate that it is a useful body. And we align ourselves with a statement made by the European Union. Mr. President, this pandemic is affecting everyone and has forced our governments to take exceptional measures. Our societies have been confined in circumstances that we could not even imagine. Our borders were closed, showing our fears in light of the contagion, and international cooperation was made very difficult. Our ideas of the world and coexistence have demonstrated how vulnerable they are. And if we look at what we're doing, the pandemic has shown the limits of multilateralism and the difficulties to apply measures of arms control and disarmament in these circumstances. And all of this without overlooking the suffering of persons from the virus or those who lived close to those who were sick. And we feel great sorrow for the victims. Also, the pandemic made those who are vulnerable even more vulnerable. Mr. President, I believe that I'm an optimist, and every morning I wake up with the happiness of living a great day. And this is why I see opportunities in the pandemic. And the first conclusion that is that it has shown that diplomacy is people. We are people who have dialogues, we listen to each other, we negotiate, we're not abstract or impersonal bodies. We need to talk, we need to see each other. We need the empathy in the way we look at each other, in the gestures that we make. And diplomacy is truly meaningful when it's a diplomacy of people. And the second conclusion is that we can only guarantee security if we act collectively and in full coordination. Panic, the closing of borders, have made it more difficult to cooperate. But when communication worked, we managed to overcome the difficulties. The response to the crisis is collective, not national, and this has been shown by the World Health Organization with the adoption of a consensus-based resolution. We're in a connected and united world, and I do hope that this is the sentiment we'll be feeling in this forum as well. And finally, I'd like to highlight the value of solidarity. In the worst of times, when our own systems were facing difficulties, we continued to search for cooperation. There were others who were even more vulnerable with more difficulties. Spain has suffered, but we have provided help to those who needed it. Mr. President, in this context, these conclusions show that the CD needs to start working again. It needs to justify itself, and this is only possible if we have a program of work. We know that we are not really in conditions to start negotiations overnight, but to come back to substantive dialogue is the first step in this process for negotiations. The mandate cannot appear out of nowhere. We need a dialogue that will establish trust and create space for negotiations. And for this, it is urgent to approve a program of work that does not have a mandate for negotiations. This will be the first step to reestablish trust and confidence and make it possible for us to come back to negotiations at the right time. I also would like to focus on the discussions of gender-based issues, and this is something that we already had, and we now must take action and identify measures in order to make good on this. And I said in March that Spain has assumed the gender perspective in a cross-cutting manner in its diplomacy, and this is why we support the initiative to make the rules of procedure gender neutral, and will work actively in this direction. Mr. President, in this respect, and in light of what I said, I believe that the current circumstances that affect the planet, Spain would like to use this opportunity as we come back to work to focus on the need to negotiate a binding protocol under the Convention on the Prohibition of Biological Weapons. This pandemic, as well as other pandemics that happened before, has shown that this is a significant gap, and it's now necessary for us to react. Thank you.